For WKAR News, this is Scott Pohl. On June 11th, rules governing what's known as net neutrality went away. The rules were designed to prevent internet service providers from blocking, slowing down, or charging money for the delivery of certain content. All data was to be treated equally. They were enacted during the Obama administration, but the Federal Communications Commission voted to rescind them in December. That ruling took effect last week. FCC Commissioner Michael O'Reilly was one of three votes to lift net neutrality rules late last year. O'Reilly visited Michigan State University this week. He tells me that in the 11 days since net neutrality went away, the impact, in his words, has been zero.
The same exact experience that consumers had before last Monday, they're still having today. The same experience they had before the rules were in place, they're still having today. These were prophylactic rules, and their elimination should have no impact on consumers. We will continue to monitor the circumstance to see if things change, but we're looking more to Congress to see on what they would like to do in this space.
Would you say there was a public misconception of what it meant, and that perhaps there was a the sky is falling sort of thing going on there?
Well, I think there are people who were selling that story. I don't want to say that the public was misinformed. I think the public is very intelligent and understand this is a complicated topic, and everyone has a little different impression or definition of what net neutrality is. When I can delve into it to some detail, I think that people were not fully educated in terms of exactly, you know, they were led to believe by certain people for particular reasons. They had a goal by some groups had some reasons on why they wanted to go different directions. But I think when you can explain to the consumers what this actually means, what was happening, I think that they give the commission the due diligence.
When you say the situation will be monitored, can you explain how that
Sure.
might happen and Yeah. what could happen if things go awry? Yeah.
The previous commission stole authority from the FTC, and we restored that authority they've had for a long time to monitor these situations. Anti-competitive behavior has been something natural for the FTC. It's in their statute, and they govern this space for that purpose. So that anti-competitive behavior, if it does exist, will be looked at by the FTC. We'll still have those conversations, but I'm also having those conversations with my friends and former colleagues in the U.S. Congress to consider whether legislation is the best way to go.
Federal Communications Commission member Michael O'Reilly. I'm Scott Pohl.